Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, everyone. Jen Bunk here. I'm CEO of the PeopleStack, career coach for tech managers. We're here to help tech managers like you to get unstuck in your career so that you can finally earn the salary and make the impact and have the freedom that you want. And on today's episode, I'm going to talk about why waiting to make career decisions has already cost you $300K or more. You're going to want to pay close attention to this one. Lean in, take notes, and stay tuned. Hello, PeopleStack family from Waconia, Minnesota, aka Boston College Central. We are at my brother-in-law and sister-in-law's place. Clearly, she graduated from BC in 2003, and she's very proud of it, and I love it. So, welcome to another jam-packed episode. So I'm going to cover a lot today. So I know that a lot of you, you know, sometimes listen to this while you're driving, while you're washing dishes, while you're taking a walk, and that's cool. I want you to listen. And if you want to listen again, and if you're in a place right now where you can really lean in and take notes and really like pay attention even more, I really want you to, because I am going to cover like, this is so, so important. And this is where most people get stuck. It's like one of, if I were to name the top, one of the top three things, this is one of the top three reasons why so many tech managers are feeling stuck in their careers. It's one of the top three things that they come to us, that clients come to us with, and we help them to work through, thrive through. And it's failing to make career decisions, waiting to make a decision on your career, being stuck in, I'm not sure, I don't know what's next, let's wait and see. And we've talked about this before, and I want to give this a slightly different flavor today, because the way that this shows up could absolutely be like we've talked about before, where it's like, I don't know what to do. Do I stay? Do I go? Do I go for the promotion? Do I go for the raise or both? Do I go on the job market? What do I do with my team, right? How do I have these conversations with my boss, with these hiring managers? I'm actually kind of good in this job right now, maybe even making decent money, but there's opportunities out there and maybe there's even opportunities in front of you that you're wondering if you should take advantage of. Or I just started this new position and it's too early to do anything, right? It's too soon to think about career. I got to like just put my head down in my work. It's not time to make any career decisions right now. So it's this place of indecision and waiting to make career decisions. Waiting. And for what? What are people usually waiting for? Well, I'm going to wait until something really bad happens, or I'm going to wait until I've worked here at least 6 months, 2 years. I'm going to wait until I land a new job. Once I land a new job, then it's time to really get serious about career, about strategizing for my career. But not now. Not now. Now's not the time to think about my career, because I need to put my head down and do the work and It's basically an indicator that you're turning away from your career, turning away from strategizing and moving into work. And it's not that I don't want you focusing on work, but failing to make these career decisions and waiting is costing you way more than you think it is. Way, way more. It's costing you, it's already cost you at least $300K. How did I come up with that number? So glad you asked. So, as a lot of you know, we've helped hundreds of technical managers to build their dream careers. We've guided them through the often thorny and expansive and rocky and challenging process of transitioning from one position to another, being on the job market and negotiating a raise. We've helped tech managers, software engineering managers, data analytics managers, and folks who are technical product and project managers to up-level in their current organization, get a raise, get a promotion. And the number one thing that we hear, especially like right on the precipice of that happening, it's like the offer letter's in, they're negotiating, they're celebrating their new role, they're celebrating that promotion. It's such an amazing time to celebrate with our clients. And one of the things that they often say is, I should have did this sooner. I wish I did this sooner. Because in that moment, when that bonus, when that raise is right in front of them and it's real, they're realizing how much they left on the table. And in that moment, because we love our clients, we don't play the coulda, woulda, shoulda, blame, or shame game here. However, it's a great opportunity for them to stand their ground as a leader and say, I am never letting that happen again. It's also a cautionary tale. It's also a cautionary tale for you. Listen to the wisdom. Follow the footsteps. Follow in the footsteps of tech managers just like you, who 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, were sitting just where you are right now, underpaid, underrecognized, overworked, burnt out, settling for good enough, and wondering, maybe I should take the chance and make the decision to transform my career and go for it and really go for it. Maybe I should, I don't know. Oh, it's gonna be too much work, but I know I'm capable of it. I'm not sure. Is it really possible? And I know that's where you are, because you wouldn't be listening. That's not where you are. And we want to honor where you are. And I also want to give you the wisdom of people who have been there and have transformed their careers, landed their dream jobs. And as they're about to earn it and start that dream job, I wish I did it sooner. Because they're realizing how much money, how much impact, how much freedom they're leaving on the table. So let's start with the money piece of it. Why are you already, if you've been waiting for something to finally make the decision to make your career a priority and transform your career, if that's where you are, it's already cost you at least $300K. How did I come up with that number? Well, like I said, we've helped hundreds of technical managers to get where they want to go in their career and earn the salaries that they want. And on average, the salary increase that our clients are able to create is 50K, 50K more a year. Of course it ranges, that's the average, 50K more a year. Now, that's salary. After taxes, that's about, even being conservative here, you know, like if you live somewhere where taxes are high and where there's plenty of wiggle room here, we're talking about 30K more per year. 30K more a year. That's what you're leaving on the table. That's the money you're wasting by waiting to make career decisions, by hoping that things will get better magically on its own, by praying for a miracle. 30K a year. Multiply that by 10. That's how I got the 300K. Because for a lot of you, you've been losing that much or more for 10 years or more. It's been your entire career or more. So in other words, even before you started your career, you were losing money because you were built and we're not playing the blame or shame game here, but you built a mindset, you built an identity of scarcity around money. So you never thought you'd be worth that much. So then you enter your career starting way below what you're capable of. So for most of you, your technical managers, your managers, senior managers, directors, you've been in your career for at least 10 years now, if not more. So for at least 10 years, you've been leaving 30K on the table. The other way you can look at it, and this actually makes the number higher in some cases, but let's just leave it at the 10, at the times 10, 30K times 10, the 300. If you keep waiting to make career decisions, you're going to keep losing at least 30K net a year. At least. It's like taking that $30,000 and putting it in the shredder. Taking that $30,000 and like, it just fizzles. It just disappears. Throwing it away. 30K a year, 300K over 10 years. If you want to look at it the other way, 30K a year is about $2,500 a month. $2,500 a month. Down the shredder. Down the toilet. Now, that's not chum change. I know that a lot of you live in places where that barely pays rent. And for some of you, it's like double rent. $2,500, even for folks like you who are earning 100, 150K a year, $2,500 a month is not something to just sneeze at. It's not something that you would willingly, consciously, just say, $2,500 doesn't matter. Let's just put it over here. That's $83 a day. Like, imagine we were still working in paper money, right? And you just took $83, 20, 40, 60, 80, 1, 2, 3, put it in the shredder. How would that feel? Like, sit in that for a moment. To just shred that money, that valuable money. It doesn't feel good. Because that's what you're doing when you are failing, when you are waiting to make career decisions. You're waiting for that perfect moment. I don't want you to do that anymore. So that's why we shine the light on this truth. Stop throwing $83 a day or more in the shredder, $2,500 a month, $30K a year, $300,000. Stop it. I don't want you doing that anymore because that money is value. That money is valuable experiences. That money could grow more money. That money is there to fund your children's education or not. That money is there to create fabulous experiences and memories for your family or not. That money is there to create a rock solid nest egg, rock solid savings account and retirement account for you and your loved ones and your spouse or not. So some of you are already doing the math. Wow, what if for the last 10 years, I were able to invest an additional $2,500 a month? Put that into a compound interest calculator, and it's way more than the 300K. So here's the thing. I want you to start making career decisions. I want you to start making your career a priority. And what's keeping you... So none of this is like the real problem. So if you're doing any of this, waiting for, you know, until it gets really, really bad, and then I'll make a career decision. You know, I'm going to wait until my boss screams at me one more time, then I'd know. You know, I'm going to wait until, let me go through one more round of layoffs and then see. Let's see. Oh, let me wait until, you know what? I'm sleeping 5 hour nights. That's fine. Let me wait until I'm sleeping 3 hour nights. Then, you know, then I'm going to make some career decisions. Let me wait until I land this job. Let me wait until let me wait until this next thing happens in my career. If that's kind of where you're at right now, I want to honor where you're at. And I also want you to know that none of that is the real problem. Because what that means is that you're not making career decisions, but none of that is the real problem. The real problem is you haven't gotten help. That's the real problem. And you're either scared to get help, don't know how to get help, or you're trying to hyper-optimize that help in a not helpful way. That's the real problem that we see all the time. Our clients want to hyper-optimize the help that they get or could get, but they're not doing it in an intelligent way that's actually going to lead them to the outcomes that they want in their careers. So start, what I want you to start doing is hyper-optimize the help. That first starts with getting help. And then I want you to lean into that expertise, lean into that help in a way that is going to help you actually create the outcomes that you want. So we actually hear this a lot from prospective clients and even current clients as well, where the intent is good. The intent is actually wonderful. But what's missing is an eye towards what actually is it that I want to create in my career. So we hear time and time again from folks, again, from prospective clients and current clients, around, well, I want to wait until I land that next job. Until I get help with my career. I want to wait until I get that promotion and then I'm going to invest in getting help with my career. And what I really want you to see how this is backwards. This is backwards, my friends. Here's how I'm going to help you see it. Let's say you want to lose weight. Lots of folks want to lose weight. Some folks actually want to gain weight too. So let's say your weight isn't exactly where you want it to be, whether you want to lose weight or you want to gain weight. Because some people want to gain muscle mass, for example. And you know that working with a fitness coach or even just signing up for a gym could be a way that would help you get to your ideal weight, your ideal BMI. And it's like saying, well, I'm going to wait until I lose the weight until I join that gym. I'm going to wait. I'm going to put on a bit of muscle mass first. Then I'm going to join the gym. Now, I do understand that because honoring myself, giving myself some self-love and some real talk here, I've done that. I've done that too. Oh, I can't go to the gym. I'm not in shape enough. I've done it. Have you done it? Right? I'm not in shape enough to go to the gym. And the thinking, I get it because I've gone there. The thinking is, well, that's going to involve a time investment. It's going to involve a financial investment, an energy investment. And so I don't want to do it yet. I want to do it at that perfect time so that I can leverage it the most, right? I'm going to go to the gym when I'm feeling wonderful and at the great weight, my great BMI, so that when I go to the gym and I'm putting in this energy, it's like, all right, great, I'm soaring. And then they can really help me then, but now I'm not fit enough in order to get that help. That's hyper-optimizing help in an unwise way. Do you see that? Because if you want to change your weight, what's the desire? The desired outcome is I want to lose weight. Okay, great. I'm committed to losing weight. What's the best way to do that? On your own? And you keep doing what you've been doing? And try to make it work. Bang your head against the wall and wait to make decisions and wait for things to get better? Or is it to join the gym? And isn't joining the gym the exact thing that will help you create the fitness outcome, the career outcome that you want? I'm telling you, I want you to join the career gym. I'm telling you that waiting is costing you money, freedom, impact, stress. It's costing you peace. It's keeping you from living a life of peace because you want to hyper-optimize it and wait until, I want to wait until I've been at this job X amount of months or years. I want to wait until I get that new job. I want to wait until I get that promotion. Then I can get help and really get the most from it. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. If you're struggling right now in your career, right now is the time to get help. It's the perfect time to get help because you are faced with those challenges right now. And what better way to face those challenges with an expert than on your own? Because those challenges were custom tailored for you, so that you can turn that obstacle into the catapult to that next phase in your career. And what's been happening is that you try. I'm going to try to get the promotion. I'm going to try to land that new job. And the challenges come and then they get in the way and you're not poised. You don't have the strategies, the systems, the support, the mindset in order to turn those challenges, those obstacles into catapults to get to that next level. So you are losing opportunities for growth to turn the obstacle into the way. And so that's why you just keep following the same cycle again and again and again. And that's why what you're doing isn't working. Because you keep telling yourself, I'll get help once this happens. If you're struggling right now is the time that you need help. So what I really would love for you all to do is lean into the expertise that you have available to you. Like, there is an abundance of help available. You know, sometimes what people do is, you know, and it comes from a scarcity mindset. There's only X amount of help, right? I don't want to get this help. I don't want to join this career gym because it only lasts X amount. There's only this much pie available. So I better use it at the best time. There's an abundance of help available. There is an abundance of awesome expertise available. Lean into it. You do not need to hoard it like it is the last Advil when you have a small headache. Have you ever done that? I played this game with myself where it's like, I just have a small headache. I'm good. And it's like, I'm pretending that there's only one Advil left and there's no other Advils left in the world. I've done it. Have you? It's like, I just have a small headache. It's okay. I don't need it right now. I'm going to wait until I have a really big headache. And then I'm going to take that Advil and then it's going to work. When it's like, if you have a headache and you know that the Advil helps or the Tylenol or whatever it is you take for a headache, take it. Because then it's like, oh my God, well, what if I take it and it doesn't work and then I need another one? So take another one. What if it takes longer than I thought? Like, I want to wait so that until I'm better to get the help. So then it's going to help faster, because then what if it takes a little bit longer than I thought to get the result that I wanted? No, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to move forward on my own and fix it on my own at least a little bit. Then I'll take the Advil. I'll get the help. Ooh, then it's going to be faster. There's an abundance of help available, folks. There's an abundance of help. And if you need more, you get more. That's what we tell our clients all the time. A lot of people ask us, how long, you know, like we've just met, you know, hey, I'm Bob, I need help. So how long do you work with your client? How long have we worked together? I'm like, hang on a second. Hi, I'm Jen. We just met. Let me learn first. It's like, I can't tell you exactly, especially when we first met, how long it's going to take to help you get your career outcomes. Once we get to know you better, you know, over the first week or so of working together, then we can definitely give you a sense of, okay, these are the career outcomes that you want to create. This is where you are. These are the obstacles that we're going to turn into catapults. Given all of that, and given my expert opinion and expert experience, this is the range that you can expect, and here's going to be a good stretch goal. I can tell you that after getting to know you. But it's like, I don't have a magic wand. I can't say, poof, here's the new job. So sometimes things take longer than you expected them to. So keep getting help. Keep getting help. Never stop getting help, whether it's with your health, whether it's with your relationships, and certainly whether it's with your career. Because if you're listening right now, you're stuck in your career. And I can tell you the number one reason why you're stuck is you haven't gotten help and you haven't leveraged that help. You haven't hyper-optimized that help in the best way possible to help you create the outcomes you want. Never stop getting help. Build it as a mindset. Build it as part of your life experience. I am someone who helps, because you're a leader. You're someone who helps. And therefore, I am someone who receives. I am willing to receive help because I know I am perfectly imperfect. You know, like Mary Poppins, I am practically perfect in every way. What I would add to that is I am practically imperfectly perfect, perfectly imperfect, whatever resonates with you, right? We are all on this journey together, and life is going to keep happening. And the challenges are never going to stop, folks. Look, real talk here. It's not like the clients who we've helped to earn 200K, 300K, 500K salaries, to earn promotions from manager to senior manager, from manager to director, from director to VP, clients who we've helped land their dream jobs in dream locations. Some of them moving to other countries because that's what their dream is. I'm not going to lie to you. The challenges never stop. The challenges never stop. You will rise in your career and in your life to the level of challenges that you are willing to dance with. It's like you can't sail without the wind. So stop complaining about the wind and get help dancing with it. It's time to dance with your challenges and get the help that you need so that you can stop flushing money down the toilet. $83 a day, $2,500 a month, $30K a year, $300,000 or more over the course of 10 or more years, whether we're talking about the past, whether we're talking about the futures. Enough of this. Enough is enough. Lean into the expertise that is available to you. It is not a sign of weakness to ask for help. It is a sign of strength. Because when you know, I am a confident, decisive, resourceful, coachable, technical leader. I am someone who shows up. I am someone who helps. I am someone who is of service. You will then be willing to receive that service as well. And that's what I want you to lean into. So if what I've been talking about is resonating and you're sick and tired, enough is enough already with wasting my income, wasting my impact, wasting my freedom, hesitating making career decisions, hesitating making my career a priority, not really knowing how to hyper-optimize the help that's available to me. Enough is enough. If that's you, I want you to book a call with my team, thepeoplestack.com/book. We are here to help. We are here to be of service. That is one of the core values at the People Stack. Be of service. We measure our results. What matters more to me as a business owner, as a CEO, as a coach, as a transformational coach, what matters more to me than the money, than the revenue, than the profit, what matters more to me is, are we being of service to our clients, and how can we be even more of service? How can we raise that bar even more? Because I know that the more I am of service, the more I can be of service, the more the money will flow, because that's value. Service is valuable, and the same is for you. And I know you know that too. The more you can be of service and receive service, the more the money will flow, the recognition will flow. That's why you're underrecognized right now, because it's not flowing. We're going to help clear that block for you. ThePeopleStack.com/book. Book that call. Pick your time zone. It's going to bring you to a page. Pick your time, a web page where you're going to pick your time zone, and your name, your email, your phone number. It'll be in your calendar. It'll be in my team's calendar for that call. Be ready to show up for an audio only Zoom meeting and get ready to take notes. Get ready to have one of the most clarifying conversations you've ever had about your career. You're going to talk about what's not working in your career. You're going to talk about where you want to go. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you, we're going to talk about what that help would look like. So whatever the case, whatever the challenges you are going through right now, even if you've been struggling for months, for years, for decades, get the help you need. Make the decision to make your career a priority and transform your career and build your dream career right now, because no one else is going to do that for you. Be a leader. Book that call today. ThePeopleStack.com/book. We love hyper optimization here at the People Stack. I love it. Effectiveness and efficiency are amazing. You got to make sure you keep that outcome in mind. That's the message of the day. Take care, everyone. Talk to you again next week. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.